County Council member Chris Robinson said they didn't set a precise number as a goal to reduce the county's carbon footprint, but they did give the staff two objectives.
One is to reduce the county itself and its operations, its carbon footprint, and then also to promote community-wide, among the citizens and other businesses and things, some initiatives there. The action item is for the staff to propose to the council in the near term what those percentage decreases should be and how we go about them. So the plan itself doesn't have a number reduced by this percent by this year. It doesn't have that yet. It sets a framework for arriving at that.
County Manager Bob Jasper said he understood that the council directed him to get a bit more aggressive to move the county's vehicle fleet to natural gas. At the same time, Jasper said he got to take into account some of the practical problems he's heard from his department heads.
And so then the sheriff comes in and he does not want to do his squad car CNG because they don't make them with
as much crash rear end crash protection. So I made a judgment. Okay, I'll give you one more year, or we won't be buying CNG squad cars. That will diminish our ability to meet specific goals. Then Public Works comes in and says, well, they really can't find a vac truck, those big trucks that scoop out the stuff from your storm drains, and could they have another year on, or a couple years on that? So I've been trying to be flexible, balancing money and realities and cleaning up the atmosphere.
In response, Robinson said they do have to use some common sense in moving to CNG.
There'll be applications where CNG won't be the right thing to do. I think over time, some of those barriers may be just psychological or not really that founded in fact. They might just be a bias, and they'll come away, and technology will improve. But I think, it's not going to be all or nothing. There'll be some vehicles that will still be on liquid fuels, I'm sure, because it makes more sense to do that for whatever reason.
The council on Wednesday also took a brief public comment from resident Chris Head. He asked the council to consider wildlife issues as part of a sustainability plan.
That we ought to at least have a bullet, as you put it, that says something about, and I would put it this way, protection of wildlife habitat and wildlife corridors. Your constituency deems that one of the most important things that our community has. And I, for one, see herds of deer and elk just out my back window. And I'd hate to see that go away because we aren't doing everything we can reasonably to protect them.
Resident Chris Head. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.